You ready?
Yes, I'm
going to say 1, 2, 3, 4, go.
Ready?
Thank you very much for being present here. You may well be aware that I'm head of mission for the Organization of American States. For me personally, I have contested 9 consecutive elections in the Bahamas prior to my retirement. I therefore claim to have some experience. The Organization of American States try to involve persons who have had such experience as an observer and an official with a view to making a determination as to having an accurate assessment made on all that we see. I'd like to thank again the government of Dominica for inviting us to come in. We have had the opportunity to engage in extensive consultations. We have consulted with government members, opposition members, parliamentarians, former parliamentarians, would-be parliamentarians, all with the views, civil society, but the electoral officers, people involved in conducting the election with a view to arriving again at a sense of where we are with respect to the elections. You should know that the organization has been in before in its own right, together with a combined delegation of Commonwealth, CARICOM, and itself, to look at what's happening here. We've had the opportunity to make recommendations that have been made public. We and you are aware of the extent to which there is concern about the electoral process. And our job simply is to make a report and recommendations at the end of this process, all with the intention of advancing the democracy in the region. No more, no less. We have engaged this morning at the opening of the polls. We've made observations with respect to its adequacies. We are generally finding that the facilities are adequate. There are 1 or 2 recommendations we will make with respect to those facilities, as one would expect. But generally speaking, that the officers were prepared. People were there waiting for it, and all of their preparations were in place with the materials in place. From our point of view, we have also tried to determine, given what is happening in the country with respect to the political parties and their positions, to determine the voting pattern and what is happening and whether or not people are responding to the vote. So invariably we walk into a station and we ask the question of the presiding officer, how's it going, what's the percentage look like? So it's all with a view to making an assessment. The final point I'd like to make is that the Organization of American States have put itself in writing with respect to electoral reform. It has spoken to all relevant stakeholders in this country, and we have not found anyone who objects to the principle of electoral reform and the necessity for there to be some reform. We have tried in our own right to admonish all stakeholders to, at the end of this process, engage in constructive engagement with a view to moving forward. And it is our hope, okay, that I should also add, we also consulted with visiting delegations from the Commonwealth and CARICOM, and so that we were complete in our approach to that. And to the extent that there can be shared views, most certainly we would place ourselves in a position to have to see where those views would be shared or diverge. But we want to be able to say that we are only here to assist at the invitation of the host country, the government of Dominica. That's why we're here. And oftentimes people seem to want more from organizations such as the American States. And by our terms of reference, we cannot give more. But we do what we do with the hope that you will see in writing, okay, that we are advocating an advancement and deepening of the democratic process at all times, and giving methodology as to how that could take place.
Anyone has any questions?
What about your assessment of election, putting the nominee candidate?
The election?
Yeah, the polling day nominee, your own assessment of what you've seen and on the ground.
No, well, we've seen people, I've had the opportunity to chat to people, you know, from a police officer who was voting for the first time and is disappointed that she's not been able to vote because she lives in a constituency where the representative was elected unopposed, to people who are excited about voting and participating in the democracy. Now, we are carefully watching this, and we're asking, as of this moment in time, how many people have voted in these particular divisions, and we will watch, and, you know, the day is still open, and we will, at the end of the day, make an assessment at the end of the day. The persons who come in, we brought in 16 people from 10 different countries, 13 on the ground here, and they are spread out through the 15 constituencies that are being contested. They are experts, they've been doing this as a part of their way of life, and at the end of the process today, a preliminary report will be made, which will be followed by a full report in writing again, intended to put into writing what we saw, and to the extent that we are able to observe critically today, that will be noted. But the full report will be one that a country can use, okay, as an edifying moment going forward. We are also aware that the government has commissioned one of the leading jurists in the region to write a report, and that the opposition forces appear to be added in with that, as much as knowledgeable about it, part of it, anticipating it, and therefore, when we leave this country, we also will leave with the great expectation and hope, okay, that the work of Sir Dennis, okay, will be integrated into the process of this democracy and will help to advance it. And I'm sure it will be bringing to life some of the recommendations that the Organization of American States and Commonwealth and CARICOM have made.
Thank you. Thank you, guys. Thank you.